I have to record myself just to check if I didn't sell you any bullshit. Anyway, my name is Thomas, I'm an alcoholic. My home group is in Luxembourg, so I drove this afternoon 350 kilometers to see all of you. And most faces are familiar because I was here last year, so I welcome all the other people that I didn't meet yet. Okay, so I start as an alcoholic. First, about a little story about how it was before I stopped drinking, and then I'll continue about how it is now. So I am originally from Poland. You know, Poland is this country behind the German border. We are quite familiar with all kind of alcohol. We learned probably from Russians before the war. But anyway, I learned to drink in Poland, right? When I was a kid, I was eight years old. That was my first beer. I thought it was funny. I went to the shop, I bought it. And I wanted to beat this guy who was teasing me, and I didn't have the power or strength to do it because he was bigger and I just didn't have a chance. But when I took this beer, I suddenly all changed. I went to him, I wanted to beat him up. And I was 8 years old. I don't know how this idea came to me, but it happened. So, but from this very day, I realized that what I cannot do or what I'm not capable of doing in my life, suddenly alcohol makes possible. What a big revelation for a kid of 8 years old, right? So this is, it stopped more or less there. I didn't drink on that, later on that, but it was just my first acquaintance with alcohol and what alcohol can do to me, to my mind. How can it alter my perception? Then, you know, I just jumped straight to my adolescent life, and then I really started to drink. I started to play music, and it was a very good area to develop the skills. I mean, we were a bunch of music fans, and we played music, and I just joined, you know, just this group of people, and then we started to drink all together, and it became a habit, and it made me feel good. And also, the problem was that all these guys were heavy drinkers, and I became one of them, and we supported each other. So I didn't realize I was doing something wrong, because we all said, that's great. You know, I play an asshole one night, and they say, yeah, great, yeah, let's go somewhere, do some more of it. And at the same time, I stopped learning about life, because being a human being requires to go through a certain experience of and learning procedure of how, you know, you should deal with difficult people, difficult situations in your life, and what to do. Unfortunately, when you start drinking, you stop this natural process of learning, because you're freezing your feelings. You're freezing your perception. You try to avoid the difficult situations, difficult feelings. That's what I did when I was drinking. The part that it altered my perception, I could do things that I couldn't do without alcohol. At the same time, I also could avoid facing responsibility of my actions. Because if I met somebody on my way, let's say teacher who I didn't like, or a boss who I hated because he was an asshole, instead of talking to him, I just drank. I just waited until the end of the day, and I went to drink, and I just to forget about the feelings. But what was happening at that moment, I was postponing this feeling. I was freezing the emotions. I didn't take responsibility of something. I didn't fight for my rights. I just avoided everything because I didn't like these bad feelings. And that I did for years of drinking later on, and it made me who I was at the end of this process. I completely forgot, I completely stopped learning about life. And I brought myself, unfortunately, alcohol did a trick at the beginning, but with years of drinking, the disease progressed, and you know, at the end, it was not very pleasant. You know, when I drank more, I became more aggressive, and I wasn't this funny guy at the beginning. You know, everybody liked to be around me. But at the end, you know, I started to be aggressive and unpleasant, and you know, and also I did harm to my body, which I paid later on. That, you know, I felt sick, and many times I thought I was going to die after drink, but it didn't happen. You know, that's not that easy to kill a man, especially like, you know, this kind of alcoholic like me. But I thought a few times I was dying, and you know, at the end, one day that I was really thinking I was dying, then I met this lady, my wife, who is sitting right here, and he was witnessing my last day of drinking when I was begging God on my knees, shaking like hell, you know, and begging, you know, not to take my life away. And my little born son of a couple of days was there, and I said, I want to change my life from now on. I want to take responsibility for the first time in my life, and do something about myself to support my wife, my new wife, my new child. And that was the rock bottom for me. Maybe I wasn't in the prison, I wasn't there. Rock bottom for everybody is different. For me, rock bottom was, I was on my knees, I couldn't stop shaking, and I had to call somebody at 7 o'clock in the morning, a friend of mine, because it was Christmas time, 25th of December, and their shops are closed, to my house was closed. So I had to call a friend of mine to come to my house with a bottle of wine because I couldn't stop shaking. And this lady came to my house and she cried when she saw me. But that's the end of the bad story, right? Now we start with the good story. I stopped drinking. Wow, what a revelation. Suddenly I realized that I couldn't do it on my own, but when I was tricked into the AA, because I was tricked into by a friend of mine, I suddenly realized that, I can live without a drink, which I tried for so many years to stop, and it never worked. But suddenly, with this group of bunch of people, just one room, and hey, I can do it, But the problem is, when I stopped drinking, it didn't make me happy. I realized that, all these things that I could manage with alcohol, suddenly I have to face them without alcohol. Jesus! I had to face my boss without getting drunk. I had to face my family without drink. No way. So I suffered. I suffered quite a lot at being sober. You know why? Because I didn't start doing the steps. It took me 3 years to start doing steps. I thought it was just a good idea to come to meetings for 3 years. And it worked. It worked perfectly when I was during the meeting. It was perfect. 1 hour after the meeting, good. 2 hours, 3 hours. When I came home, I went out of the next day. It was a disaster. Because I didn't know what to do. I hear people, they are this and they did that. They've done this, they've done that. But I knew this, what to do. I knew, they told me what to do. And I said, okay, I got this knowledge. Okay, this and that, all right. But, there was something that didn't function. I didn't know what that was. So for 3 years I suffered. And I suffered a lot because I developed even a pain in my body from frustration. And after these 3 years, I had a chance. I was given a chance from my higher power to meet the guy I knew from the meeting. But he asked me, Thomas, did you hear about the sponsorship? And I said, well, I heard, but He said, come on, think about it. You're in pain, you're suffering. Consider it. Okay. I had this alcoholic in me, very stubborn, very self-centered, very proud. I suddenly stopped fighting. And I said, okay, let's do it. Could you be my sponsor? I said, wow, of course I can. And that's where everything started to change, but not straight. Unfortunately, I am a very tough learner, very difficult learner. So even with the sponsor, I need to get 3 very strong kicks in my ass until the pain was insupportable that I could learn one little thing. And this is the kind of alcoholic I am. And I thought maybe I changed a little bit, but I can't say I'm completely cured of this alcoholic. Anyway, it took me some years to do the steps. I did the step 4, which was a very helpful thing because we did it thoroughly with my sponsor. And in step five, I learned that a few things that I put on paper were not that shallow as I thought they were. They went deeper into something that I tried to hide, or maybe I would rather say I wasn't aware of. So, it's a very good idea to do the steps because then you are analyzing who you really are. What's inside there? Are you aware of all the things that are hidden somewhere in you? Do you know what's wrong with you? I thought I knew everything about me. But at the end, it's realized that during the years, every year, I learned something more about me, and adapt to new knowledge. Every year is a new knowledge, new experience in AA. Being in AA is a great stuff. You meet new people, especially in Luxembourg. We have these meetings where you have newcomers, but you have also people from the United States that come quite often to visit Luxembourg just for a couple of months, and they bring fresh wave of AA from the mainstream AA from the States, you know, and that's a wonderful thing because they share a very, you know, supportive, and also there's a lot of wisdom there and, you know, experience. And for me, I'm so glad that I, you know, sobered up in Luxembourg. Anyway, how the things are now. So mostly things are good. As I've heard before, I am capable now of facing things that I was not capable of facing before. To my shock, I withstood some situation at work for the last couple of years, which in the past, after 1 week, I would probably quit the job. When I was drinking, I could do it. I was on my own, there was alcohol, I wasn't killing myself yet. But now, with my three kids, my wife, they need my support. I cannot afford to quit the job. So I was forced to face this very difficult situation at work. I did it, without drink. It was very tough. But again, you know, AA proves to me that, you know, the more you suffer, more you learn. There is no learning without pain. You know, but this pain, where during the drinking times, I thought that the world was against me. The world was putting obstacles because somebody, God didn't hated me, and the world was against me. Now, when I stopped drinking, I realized that it's not that way. It's that I am putting the obstacles in front of me because I must grow, and my higher power wants me to grow and go, you know, learn something, and I want to become a better person, I want to live a better life, and without obstacles, without pain, I can't achieve it, because I'm too lazy. I'm just too lazy. You know, I prefer to sit and moan than do something. So my higher power says, hey, let's give a little kick in the ass of Thomas, and he'll learn. And I say, all right, that hurt, but maybe let's try again. And on the third time, I do it. Now, nowadays, my bigger problem in being sober this year is, you know, I'm still making, I used to until last week, make myself very dependent of outside circumstances and of people around me. For example, I love people who have this deep way of thinking, and they share my way of perception of the universe, and I love to talk to this kind of people. But when I meet some, I don't, on the daily basis, it's very hard to find somebody like that, in Luxembourg especially. But if I meet a person like me, I immediately jump on this person, and I make him my hero, and I want to stay with him all, and I make I build this bond. I want this person to be with me, and I love this person, and so I make myself very dependent, my life dependent, and my happiness dependent on this person. So if he's not around, if he's going another direction, I feel disappointed. I feel very, very sad, and I cannot help. But I've learned that that's very wrong. Think what I'm doing. Also, the weather or the other kind of circumstances, whatever, money. I make it myself. My happiness dependent on the fact whether I am rich or not. That's wrong, because the life proved to me so many times, you know, that I, with a lot of money, I was miserable, and I was in pieces. And when I didn't have a penny, I was the happiest guy in the world. So what's the wisdom of this, you know? That I shouldn't think constantly in my head that money is so important, my possessions, whatever, you know? That's stupid, that's not AA wisdom. It's you know, I make myself dependent on some ideas of, you know, that's wrong. So I have to learn, and I learned this last week, that I have to stop this. I have to stop this process of making myself dependent of people, circumstances, and everything else, you know? You know, and some years ago, you know, I actually got this idea of this, because they said live in 24 hours, you know, and blah, you know, and I got this knowledge about, and I love to have this knowledge. I go, oh, I know now, I know, my life is gonna change. I know what's the problem, and then for another 10 years, I live with the wisdom. But where's the, no, okay, wisdom is not enough. You gotta walk the walk. Man, you gotta do something. You can't just live and think something and think that it, just through knowing something, something's gonna change, you know? So it's like, I thought about, how am I going to explain it to you? It's like, imagine, for example, a guy sitting for 20 years in the village next to the stream and being very, very thirsty. And suddenly, after 20 years suffering of being thirsty, somebody comes, a wise guy from A, let's say, and says, hey, there's a stream. Your search is just go and drink the water. All right. How wise. Yes, so drinking water. And I would stay in my house for another 10 years being happy that I know that I have to drink water. And I think last week, for the first time in my life, I understood they have to grab a mug, go to the stream, put the water and drinking. That's the difference between, you know, knowing something and doing something. You know, and it's very tricky because in some areas in sobering process, me, alcoholic, I miss this point. When I know something, I think that's enough. And when I really have to do it, apply it in my life. And I think the most important thing in AA process of sobering and getting better for me, alcoholic, was to walk the walk. She's doing the program, doing what's suggesting, but really doing it. Being more humble at work, stop being, stop proving to everybody you are right at work, just giving other people, you know, right to be right and even wrong. Which was great revelation to me. Pray for other people, that I won't even mention. But, you know, all these things that I didn't know about, you know, you gotta do it, do it. Drink water, drink water. And that's what I am at this point in my sobriety. I am at the point when I, at last week, got my mug and went to the stream and started to drink the water. I know what I have to do now. I have to cut all the bounds that I built throughout years, depending on people, situations, you know, weather situations, money, whatever. I know that I am the one who are the master of how I feel. If I am with this knowledge, I just have to also do the walk. I have to every day, on every day basis, I have to think, how am I going today to make myself happy without depending on other people or other circumstances? Even it's raining, if it's somebody's shouting at work, even this and that, I can see that, I can see, okay, this is happening. But inside me, I know that I'm a good person, I'm good sobering alcoholic, and then I can be happy if I just let myself do it and feel it. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it very much.